Who among us will celebrate Christmas correctly? Whoever finally lays down all power, all honor, all reputation, all vanity, all arrogance, all individualism beside the manger. Whoever remains lowly and lets God alone be high. Whoever looks at that child in the manger and sees the glory of God precisely in his lowliness. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. December 24th. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:14. This was the beautiful song of the angels as they poured out their hearts of praise to the onlooking shepherds. Through this song, they tell us a few important things in their message. First, Christmas is all about God's glory. Everything from choosing a woman in Nazareth to turning the heart of an emperor to have an empire-wide tax and census done in order to get that woman from Nazareth to Bethlehem was a means of glorifying his absolute sovereignty. The fact that the Father sent and the Son came in every way glorifies the love and grace of God. The story of Christmas overflows with the message of God's glory. Secondly, the angel's message tells us that Christmas is all about peace to those whom God is pleased with. This is a perfect peace, a lasting peace, one that goes with you regardless of circumstances. But this peace is only for those to whom God is pleased with. Now, how can you know if that's you? There is only one way. You must receive the peacemaker. You must receive the Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. True peace is possible, but it is found in Christ alone. 2,000 years ago, in that animal trough turned manger, that gift wrapped in swaddling clothes was the greatest representation of God's glory and the only means by which true peace would ever be found. This Christmas, receive the King of Glory and peace.